This is Akashvani. The news read by Abhineet Shukla. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launched the nationwide Swasth Nari Sashakta Parivar Abhiyan and the 8th Rashtriya Poshan Mah campaign from Dhar in Madhya Pradesh today. The Prime Minister laid the foundation stone for the country's largest Pradhan Mantri Mega Integrated Textile Region and Apparel, that is PM Mitra Park, in the village of Bhensola in the district. He also transferred financial assistance to over 15 lakh women under the Matru Vandana Yojana. Addressing people on the occasion, the Prime Minister said, "Swasth Nari Sashakta Parivar Abhiyan is dedicated to the mothers and sisters and it is for their bright future." He said, "The government's aim is that not a single woman should fall prey to illness due to lack of information or resources."
Swasth Nari Sashakt Parivar ye abhiyan mataon behnon ko samarpit hai unhi ke ujjwal bhavishya ke liye hai. Hamara maqsad hai ek bhi mahila jankari ya sansadhanon ke abhav mein gambhir bimari ka shikar na ho. In swasth campon mein इन सारी जांचों के लिए आपको एक नया पैसा नहीं देना पड़ेगा. जांच भी मुफ्त होगी, दवाई भी मुफ्त होगी.
Congratulating the people of Dhar on the upcoming PM Mitra Park, the Prime Minister said, "On Vishwakarma Jayanti today, India's largest integrated textile center has been inaugurated." Union Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan virtually attended the launch of the Swasth Nari Sashakt Parivar Abhiyan in New Delhi today. Prime Minister launched the campaign. Addressing the gathering, Mr. Chauhan wished the Prime Minister on his birthday and stated that the nation is moving toward becoming a prosperous, developed and self-reliant India. Leaders from across the world, including Russian President Vladimir Putin, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and former UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, have greeted Prime Minister Narendra Modi on his 75th birthday today. Earlier, US President Donald Trump also greeted Prime Minister Modi. In a social media post, President Trump described the call as wonderful, thanking Prime Minister Modi for his support in seeking an end to the Russia-Ukraine war. Prime Minister of Australia Anthony Albanese shared a video on his X handle wishing Mr. Modi a happy birthday. Prime Minister Modi has expressed gratitude to the world leaders for extending birthday greetings. On the occasion of Prime Minister's birthday, several programs under the Seva Parv have been organized across the country today. Various activities under Swachhata Hi Seva, tree plantation drives and the Swasth Nari Sashakt Parivar were organized. The BJP organized Seva Pakhwada across the country, which will continue till the 2nd of October, the birth anniversaries of Mahatma Gandhi and Lal Bahadur Shastri. The Election Commission has revised the existing guidelines under the Conduct of Elections Rules for the design and printing of EVM ballot papers to enhance their clarity and readability. From now on, the photographs of candidates will be printed in color, occupying 3/4 of the photo space for better visibility. To ensure uniformity, the names of all the candidates and nota will be printed in the same font type for easy readability. The Commission informed that the upgraded EVM ballot papers will be used in the upcoming elections, starting with Bihar. The European Commission and the High Representative today adopted a joint communication outlining a new strategic agenda to elevate the India-EU partnership to a higher level, deepening cooperation across various sectors. This agenda builds on the historic visit of the EU College of Commissions to India in February this year and aims to achieve mutually beneficial and transformative outcomes. The agenda recognizes India's rising global profile, economic strength, important security role, technological prowess, demographic dividend and growing influence in world affairs. India's star javelin thrower and defending champion Neeraj Chopra has qualified for the World Athletics Championships 2025 final today with his first attempt of 84.85 meters. And in women's cricket, India defeated Australia by 102 runs in the second ODI of the three-match series in Chandigarh. And that is the end of this news bulletin.